Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we're speaking this morning with Marilyn Krieger, who is a certified cat behavior consultant, otherwise known as the Cat Coach. And I'm sure you've caught her on TV with her various appearances. But what she's really known for these days is her book, which just came out, which is called Naughty No More. Why don't you talk with us a little bit about that book, Marilyn?
Hi, thank you. Yes, well, Naughty No More, which is published by Bowtie, focuses on changing unwanted cat behaviors through positive reinforcement, including clicker training, also environmental management, and also educating the reader so they know why their cats are engaged in a particular behavior.
Talk a little bit about environmental enrichments and environmental issues, because I think that's a big thing with cats and cat owners, is they don't realize how integral their environment is to their well-being.
That's right. And cats can get bored very easily. And a lot of cats, people think that cats are just fine. You can leave them for hours and hours, and some people think a day. And that's not true. Cats get easily bored. They need to be stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that through various interactive toys or through high places to climb and scratchers. Of course, they do like to talk with their people a lot, too, and sometimes if the introductions are done correctly, a cat buddy would help.
Having more than one cat in the house, I think that's something that comes up commonly. Would you say that overall a cat that has an extra cat around, especially if you're not going to be there 24/7, is a more helpful situation than other options?
Yes, but it depends on the individual cat. You always mm-hmm. have the situations where cats have been there, the king or queen of the household, and they don't want to have they won't integrate easily with another cat. But it's a good idea if you can possibly adopt a bonded pair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are times when although the attempt is made, it's just not possible to bring in two cats together.
Well, if it's done, occasionally that happens.
Mm-hmm. More the exception than the rule?
Yeah, it's more the exception. It truly, again, depends on the cats. You should be able to get them to the point where they at least tolerate each other if it's done gradually.
Let's talk a little bit about clicker training. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's covered in your book. And it seems like when I did a YouTube search, I noticed that if there's one thing that is obvious is that you really promote clicker training as a part of the overall picture on how to get a cat. Why are you committed to clicker training, and how can people learn more?
Yes, I look at clicker training as a tool. It is one of the answers. It's one of the ways to stop or change an unwanted behaviors. It's not the answer. It has to be done with other positive reinforcement methods and other techniques. And what clicker training is, it's based on B.F. Skinner. It's based on positive reinforcement, operant conditioning. And you use a tool. I use the iClick Clicker. It's a device that whenever it's activated, always does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Use that to communicate to the animal, the cat in this case, when it's doing something correct. Now, the reason why it's very powerful is that it helps cats have control. Any animal, people, dogs who have control or feel they have control over the events in their environment are going to feel more secure and be less stressed. So what this means is with clicker training, if the cat doesn't want to do the behavior or doesn't want to participate, they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is influencing them by using something that's highly motivating. So if your cat has a treat that they really, really love, that's what you use as a reinforcer, as a primary reinforcer.
Okay, yeah, because I always felt a little uncomfortable because it's kind of what let's get the cat to do what we want him to do. But what you're right. saying is we are getting the cat to do what it wants to do, more or less. It's giving it a chance to have sense of freedom at the same time cooperating and doing what they want to do.
Yes.
Which
yes,
is positive exactly. reinforcement. Right.
Yes.
Right. Very good. Very good.
Marilyn, I was noticing as I was looking at how you go about teaching people that you have a number of different lectures and workshops and seminars. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I do give talks throughout the country, and I also teach my clients how to do use clicker training to change behaviors, and I do give classes in various shelters throughout the country, too. I am going to be talking at the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants Conference, and it's going to be in Rhode Island, April 20th through 22nd, and I have on Friday I will be talking about how to use clicker training and also what to be careful with, because it has to be done in a way that does not stress out the animal or stress out the cat. So that's an upcoming talk. I did, a couple weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas at the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters and gave a talk on cat behavior. So that's just a sampling. I have taught classes, and I think they're online for raising canine on cat behavior
okay.
as well. And as I say, I help my clients through on-site and phone consultations. And this is something that we go through, and the clients send me pictures and videos and things like that.
Well, and I also noticed that you have a number of articles and columns that you do, including in Cat Fancy magazine as well as catchannel.com. What kind of topics do you frequently write about?
Well, I will answer, yes, I've been writing for both Cat Fancy and Cat Channel now for years as their cat behaviorist. And people, I get probably about 100 questions a month sent to me, and from those I will write my columns and answer their particular questions, both for the Cat Fancy magazine as well as Cat Channel.
Okay, so it's the mismanners of the cat world.
Yeah, there you go. The dear catty. Absolutely. I also do write articles for various other publications, including Catnip, the Tufts University, Cats USA, quite a few of them. I even wrote a USA Today. I wrote a column for them too.
Now,
at one point.
What's the if there was that one, you know, after you give a good presentation or whatnot or an article in a magazine, what's that one question you're always going to get that you answer or you wish everybody understood? Is there one question that keeps coming up or one group of questions that keep coming up that you think is a blind side that people need to know more about?
Yeah, it's this myth, it's this cultural myth that cat behaviors can't be changed. And this is something that is so prevalent in our culture, and that is that when a cat does a bad behavior, you can't change it, or that they can't be trained. And people are always amazed when they see, oh yeah, look at that, our cats are shaking hands, they're doing high fives, they're rolling over. My cats will open their carriers, go in and close the door. And that always amazes people because they think, cats, you can't change a cat behavior.
Mm-hmm. And yet we see it all the time. It's not mm-hmm. that we don't see it happen. It's just that without the tools, it seems as if we have little or no ability to control it. So you're good at bringing those tools to the forefront, it sounds like.
Yeah, and educating people.
Yeah.
That is so important that people understand why their cats are engaged in a behavior and what they need to do to address the needs of the cats to change the behavior.
And I'll read real quickly here, but adjusting to new homes, inappropriate elimination, spaying, aggression towards other animals, aggressions towards people, excessive vocalization, destructive behaviors, furniture scratching, fear-based behaviors, door darting. I'm not sure what door darting is, but maybe you can tell us.
Resource guarding.
Okay. Biting, compulsive behaviors. I even have a cat that has in the past liked to bite. So those are all very, very interesting topics that are probably people listening in saying, okay, so what are the answers to that? And it sounds like you at least have a way of letting people reach out and talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. You can find me on my website, which is thecatcoach.com. You can email me or phone me. All that information is on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been anxious to have somebody on here that knows cats and knows cat behavior, because just like that myth, you know, I think the myth is perpetuated by just people going and not finding any place to find answers, and that reinforces that myth that there isn't any way to change a cat's behavior. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Yeah, Marilyn,
well, thank you.
We're really grateful. We've been speaking this morning with Marilyn Krieger, who is a certified cat behavior consultant, otherwise known as the Cat Coach. We really appreciate it. And Marilyn, I'm sure we'll be calling again.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation and talk about a very interesting organization out of Grand Rapids called Carol's Ferals right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.